Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. It's August 11th. I'm Catherine Lanfer, filling in here on The Takeaway for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And we're going to turn to cyberspace because before the tanks started rolling in and the bombs started raining down in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, there was a less visible war taking place. Apparently, hackers were attacking the websites of the Georgian government and bringing internet traffic basically to an entire halt and crashing systems. Just this weekend, Russian websites came under the same kind of attacks, and really a full-fledged cyber war, if we can call it that, looked like it got underway. Joining us with more is Bill Woodcock, a research director for Packet Clearinghouse, who actually advises governments and internet companies about the threats of cyber attacks. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Good morning, Catherine.
I'm actually Adora.
Oh, my apologies.
That's okay. What kind of attacks? I know you've been following what's been going on in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. What kind of attacks were seen both in Russia and Georgia on the internet?
So basically, these kinds of cyber attacks, when they're used in a state-on-state military way, are referred to as information warfare by the militaries. Clearly, they're illegal actions by civil terms in pretty much every country. This is part of a larger pattern for Russia, particularly over the last 2 years, that has targeted both internal opposition parties and the press within Russia and external targets like Estonia, notably last year, Lithuania, and some other countries that have had foreign policy that's disagreed with Russia's.
What do the attacks consist of, and what do the attacks debilitate?
So the attacks specifically in the Georgian case have been from Russia against the presidential and parliamentary websites in Georgia, and from Georgia against RIA Novosti, the Russian state news agency in Russia. Their denial of service attacks, DDoS, which is when many Microsoft Windows machines, most belonging to just individuals in their homes, are infected by viruses, and the person who infected them uses them all to collectively attack a single target. So in this case, the websites of the Georgian government and the Russian state news agency on the other side. And each of the infected machines sends as much traffic as possible, overwhelming the target and making it unavailable to its intended users.
I mean, obviously a sign of the times, right? How much disruption do these attacks really cause?
Well, you can imagine that here in the United States, if some foreign power targeted the website of the White House, for instance, probably it would be weeks before anybody noticed. But as soon as someone pointed it out, it would be seen as a national affront. So that's, at one level, what's happening. On the other hand, all of the capacity that's used to conduct the attack, all of the internet bandwidth that's consumed in that process is made unavailable to the entire country. So
I see.
In the case of Georgia, where mm-hmm. it's 100 times smaller than Russia, that's a lot of bandwidth removed from the national capacity.
A lot of bandwidth. Bill Woodcock, we're going to have to leave it there. Many thanks to you.
My pleasure. Thank
you. Bill Woodcock, Research Director for Packet Clearinghouse.